Did you know this? Dungeons & Dragons is 50. The first edition came out in 1974. When I was growing up, I knew kids who played, and decades later, one of my kids started playing and explained to me it's a kind of role-playing game. Most of the action takes place in your head as players roll dice to determine the next moment in a story that may involve mythical creatures or daring rescues.
And, you know, maybe this won't be surprising to you if you play, but it was surprising to me because when we ask NPR listeners about their passion for the game, I have to tell you, a lot of the responses were remarkably poignant. Michael McKenna says D&D Quest helped his transgender son, Julius.
Being a kid dealing with being bullied and having somewhere safe to go from that, which is what D&D provided. But the best part of it is that they've actually taken it the ideal way that we use fantasy and fiction, and we translate that into a way to make ourselves different or better in the real world. And they've done that.
D&D is a kind of industry and has a place in pop culture, like in the Netflix series Stranger Things. It's also global. Khavar Siddiqui played it growing up in Pakistan, and it made him think.
Other cultures have this fascinating history and mythology. Does my culture have that too? And the answer was yes. So I got into my own culture and history, and it kind of gave me like a sense of purpose. It was like my anchor to be like, okay, this is my identity.
D&D has faced its skeptics, like those who have sometimes linked D&D's fantasy elements to demon worship.
But the game and its fans have persisted, and they say it makes life better for them. Stacia Seaman's partner, Reese, plays D&D to aid in her recovery from a traumatic brain injury.
It helps with her fine motor control because she's rolling dice. It's bringing back so many memories for her. She's just a happier person again. She'll never be who she was, but she's a lot more herself.
James Rubus's daughter Gwen died in 2021. She was memorialized in an adventure from a D&D subscription service that they had played together. He says he'll never forget his first look at the booklet.
I lost it. I just started crying because everything they put in there was her story and how she acted. She would have loved it.
Abby Morioni-Matz discovered more about her identity as a transgender woman through creating and playing as her D&D character named Ara.
It was beyond just picking Princess Peach in Mario Kart, you know? She was me. She was an extension of me, and it was really, really special.
This month, the Dungeons & Dragons publisher Wizards of the Coast releases its 2024 Player's Handbook.